Hello and welcome to the Azeem Digital Asks podcast, the all-round digital marketing podcast that covers traditional topics like PPC, social media, SEO, digital PR, and everything else, as well as wider topics that affect the marketing industry, such as marketing conferences, personal branding, remote working, salary transparency, diversity and inclusion, and much, much more. Every episode, there will be a different guest where we discuss these topics in detail. So whether this is your first episode, your 10th, or I've been lucky enough to have you listen to them all, please remember to rate the show, share it with a friend, and if you'd like to get in touch with me, all of my details are in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and stay tuned for another brilliant episode. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Azeem Digital Asks podcast. I have got a brilliant guest with me today, Janet Machuca, and we are talking all about creating a great social media strategy. Now, for those who shamefully does not know who Janet is, firstly, an absolute legend. Secondly, she describes herself on her Twitter bio as a social media marketing strategist and trainer. She's the founder of Africa Tweet Chat. She's a tutor at Platzi, and she's been featured pretty much everywhere, but I will let her introduce herself properly because that was probably terrible. Janet, welcome to the show.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
No, you are more than welcome. Right, so that was probably a bad introduction, so let the listeners know who you are, what you do, and what your expertise is all about.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're listening from your car, from your home, and whatever that you're doing. My name is Janet Machuca, and I'm so glad to be part of this podcast, actually. We have been planning quite some time with Azeem on how we are going to like engage with you, give you something that is so amazing to you. But before we get there, my name is Janet Machuca, as I said, and I am a digital marketing strategist. I've been actually doing a lot on social media, not just being a strategist. And what I love about social media is the community in it, how I can be able to engage with people, share with them tips and teach them on what I've learned through my journey and through working with different brands. So you'll have to learn about me as we talk through with Azeem. At the same time, I can't wait to see you on my social media so that you can know more about me. Yes.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. So it's wellness. You know a lot about community, but I wanted to pick your brain specifically about social media strategy because you seem to have a fantastic one, which I would love to learn more about, and I think the listeners would as well. Before we get into it, I would love to hear from you directly. How would you define a social media strategy?
Well, when it comes to social media strategy, I don't want you to think about just a plan as most of the articles tell you about. I want you to look at what are you doing on your social media? What activities are you doing? What efforts are you putting into these social media accounts of yours in order to make yourself be seen more, be interacted with more, and of course, engaged, because that is why we are on social media in the first place. At the same time, creating now that impact. So most of the time, I don't just pick social media strategy as a plan, but those activities, the how am I engaging with my people? How am I giving them the best? Am I gaining from them at the same time? But ultimately, what kind of relationships am I creating from the kind of activities that I'm doing? The way I'm engaging with them, can it give me some referrals? The way I am sharing, creating my content, does it excite them? Can they learn from it? At the same time, can they be able to share their opinions or more knowledge that I didn't know about? So the essence of the plan is not just you putting it down and putting aside, but is the how to get to from point A to point B. And this is where we bring in the KPIs, the deliverables, and even the goals that you want to achieve at the end of the day. So I just define it as those activities, efforts, and at the same time, the kind of work that you're putting into your social media every single day in order to make yourself be seen, grow, at the same time, be able to help other people.
Love that. Brilliant answer. Thank you very much for sharing. So I would love to learn from you. What do you see as the benefits of having a social media strategy in place?
Well, when it comes to social media, if you are very keen from where how I described it, or rather how I defined it from the way I usually do it, I talked about you being seen more. When you say you are being seen more, at the end of the day, you just don't want to create for those 2 followers. You want people to be able to engage by even sharing, by even talking about it, or by even adding more information about it. That shows that you are seen. So the essence of a strategy is to make you seen, is to make you be interacted with, be engaged with. At the end of the day, who wants to post a photo on Instagram and then after 2 days, 3 days, no like, no comment? You know, it's worrying, because the essence of this social media is that aspect. Can people see that I'm posting this? Can people comment on it? Why else do we have the buttons? Why do we have the likes? Why do we have the comments? Why do we have to check on our impact in terms of the analytics, in terms of what is happening with our accounts? You know, so how are you creating the content? That's another way that is going to help you. Like, I'm going to create this today, and this is what, how am I going to, I'm going to put it, and this is the way or the manner in which I expect it to excite my audience, at the same time give them a reason to engage with me. One thing that I usually tell not only the corporate brands but personal brands, you need to stay focused. And by being focused and staying focused, you need to have a plan. You need to have a strategy. You don't have just to wake up in the morning and they're like, oh, today I have no idea what I'm going to write about. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. And sometimes you find people are like, okay, yesterday I said I am a finance expert, but today I don't think I'm going to do it. I don't have anything to talk about the finance sector or the industry. But what about the plan? What if you planned? Maybe you would have already done a deeper research about that niche, that topic, so that it can help you know exactly what you're going to post. For me, as a social media trainer, I've been able to at least create flexible strategies for myself, of which I have to look at what is happening today or what is new on social media. At the same time, how can I add or rather involve what I do into this strategy? At the same time, am I focused? Can people identify me from my content? What I'm posting? Can they tell that I am a social media trainer, or I love content, or I love marketing? Can it talk about me? So the essence of this strategy is to make you stay focused. But for most of the brands, especially the corporates we talk about, you knowing what kind of budget are you going to use? Who are you going to work with? Who is going to do ABCD in terms of the content creation? Who is going to focus on community management? Who is going to do the different activities that we would like to put together? At the same time, looking at the aspect of this corporate brand, we also want to know which kind of tools are we going to use, from the auditing to even the managing the content through and through, writing, creating it and sharing it on social media, to the point of analyzing it. Because these are some of the things at the end of the day we want to do. We want to see, does this strategy that we created, that we have now executed, made an impact? Has it given us the kind of deliverables that we wanted? Have we attained our objectives? Have we met our goals? You know, those things that we usually put down, you're like, okay, I want to create awareness for this brand. I want to create a lot of engagement around the content. At the same time, I want the leads. I want the customers to come in. I want to see a lot of reach, you know? So those are some of the things that you need to look into. And if you have a strategy today, trust me, every week you're going to do your reviews, every month you're going to check, you're going to realize that whatever that you are putting into, it's also giving you a community, an audience that is targeted, that is engaging with your content because they understand it. They have there is some relevance in it. At the same time, they are becoming your fans, and also they're becoming your customers. And so you're growing a community that is healthy, that trusts you, and you also growing your authenticity as a brand in the long run. Yes.
Love that. Fantastic answer. Thank you very much for sharing. So I would love to learn from you. Where do you see most people making mistakes with this?
Exactly. When it comes to, you know, social media strategy, most of the people feel like it's not necessary, especially in the world of social media where things happen. Today, whatever happened today might not happen tomorrow. Everything is coming in a different way. News are being shared all the time. You talk about the features of social media are changing all the time. And people feel like, okay, let me just go with the flow. Let me just go with the way the day happens or breaks and then to the end. But that should not be the case. Why? There are days that, especially with your social media as a brand, you know, sometimes there are days you feel like you don't have anything to post. You don't have ideas to talk about. You actually sometimes feel fatigued. Because you don't know, you don't feel like going to social media. You just want to have a break. And you want at least to make sure that your audience is seeing you, whatever you're doing, or they are constantly and actively engaging with your content. Some of the mistakes we should actually avoid when developing these strategies is creating rigid strategies. And by rigid, I mean you create a strategy today and you want it to be used like 3 months down the line. You have never changed it. You have never thought about adding something new. You haven't even checked what kind of features have changed or how is the algorithm working. If it's Twitter, if it's Facebook, if it's Instagram, how has it changed? How far are people? Are you updated with the current happenings around you? And that is why I usually say, look at Twitter. When you start tweeting, it asks you, what's happening? Not what happened yesterday or what is happening 2 months down the lane, you know? You have to state what is happening at that time. So your strategy should also be like that. What is happening? If you meant to post something or you have planned to post something today that you planned last week and you realize that something has changed and you need to adapt it to the current situation, please be flexible as you can. Another thing I have realized is people don't actually feel like when I'm creating a strategy and I have putting it in place, I have to follow each and every single thing that I've written. Who said so? Who told you? Nobody. That is just a calendar of ways of your contents and how you want them to appear. But it doesn't mean that you have to write exactly the same way or the way you have put them. Sometimes words change. And that's why I sometimes jokingly tell people, you know what? As much as I have a strategy, I usually like being there to type something at that moment. Yes, I wrote an idea about it, but if I write the complete tweet today that I'm going to post two weeks down the line, I don't think people will have that. I will connect my feelings right there. I will add the emotion right there, and I will create that connection better. So it should give you an idea of how are you going to add more into the human connection, into building relationships, and even into the engagements. And remember, engagements are not just the likes, the comment, it goes further. You have to trigger the psychology of a person to the point that you're making them comment, follow, you know, retweet and all that. So you don't have to follow it to the latter if it doesn't have that, if it doesn't hold water and if it doesn't have the connection, please put it aside a bit and create something fresh. So be flexible, okay? And something else I will actually remind some people who are still creating and you are thinking of creating strategies. Remember, you are creating this strategy for people, not for yourself. I am a personal brand. I create content for people on social media. As much as I'm talking about what I love doing, as much as I'm talking about myself and what I've been able to achieve, remember, I am drawing people into my community. So I'm not creating for me to consume it. No. Then why should I post it anyway? So I have to think about the people. How can I involve them? How can I make them feel part and parcel of my brand, of this content, of this strategy that I'm laying out every single day? And then something else is, of course, there are people who think strategy is all about just the budget, the content, and even the tools that you're using or the audience that you're talking to. What about the unnecessary things? You know, can you single out the unnecessary stuff so that you can focus on the necessary things? You know, sometimes people say, oh, you know what? I can't create a strategy for my brand because, you know, I don't have a budget. So I can't pay for a graphic designer, you know, I can't pay for ads. I can't give somebody ideas to create for me the content for my social media. You know, I don't have time to post on social media. But what about the tools? What about the content creation tools? What about the content management or social media management tools? What about the e-listening tools? What about the tools that help you be able to analyze it? You can do it. Sometimes you can do it alone. You don't need a team for you to create a social media strategy. You can, if you're a small brand, actually the better. And even a personal brand, the better, because there are so many free tools that you can make good use of. So don't give excuse that, you know what? I don't have the budget to employ this and this person, so I'm not going to create this strategy. Go ahead and create it. Something else is do your research. Most of the time we ignore this part, you know. What is the kind of audience you're talking to? How are the people in the same industry doing the same thing, offering the same products, the same services as you doing it? How are people creating a lot of impact, a lot of engagement on social media without that strategy or with that strategy, you know, so that you can be able to create a better strategy at the end of the day? You don't want just to create a strategy for the sake of creating one, because at the end of the day, you want to show the impact. You want to gain something out of it. So do your research. Lastly, people forget this all the time. Before you do any strategy, before you think about even starting from what's my audience or what's my budget or what kind of content am I going to create, can you audit your social media profiles? Check the kind of engagements you have. Check the kind of content that people are interacting with the most. Go ahead and find out if you posted videos, how do people engage with them? If you post content about your brand or about yourself, which days do they engage with your content most? And this is why sometimes I usually say, as much as on social media we have statistics that can tell us, you know what, from this time to this time, that's when people are on social media, they're engaging with content. Also, you should go ahead and check on that. What if you monitor, you audit your own social media platforms every single time, not only before you create the strategy, but also in the process of executing it? Find out, when are your audiences on these spaces? How can you know that this particular time, that's when my audience is online? Don't just go with the crowd because they said, you know what, at 2 a.m. or 2 p.m., that's when most of the people are on social media. But have you found out from your profiles? Yeah. So that's the bit I can give in terms of the mistakes I've realized so many people do make, especially the personal brands.
Wow, that is amazing. Thank you very much for sharing. I can't believe the time has like literally flown by so quick. So much knowledge you've shared there. Before we part ways and we have to end the episode, I want to make sure as many people who are listening to this have the opportunity to find you on social media and to follow you. So where can people go to learn more about you? Where can they follow you?
Well, I'm on all social media platforms, but not all. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Well, I'm not on TikTok because I don't know how to dance yet. That was a joke. So I'm more active on Twitter because I find it easier for me to connect with people. At the same time, being an ambassador of communities, I find Twitter easy to find people, you know, with those hashtags. And for me, I usually say Twitter algorithm is the best. It helps you search. It helps you find better content. It helps you follow topics. It helps you create lists and everything. I can talk about it. I can talk about Twitter from now until tomorrow, but I won't finish. So on Twitter, you can find me at Janet Machuka. And I believe I'm the only Janet Machuka on Twitter. on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, the same. But I interact more with people on LinkedIn and Twitter. For you to find me easy, kindly Google me. I can be seen from somewhere.
Amazing. Thank you very much. The last thing for me to say is thank you very much for taking the time out to share your knowledge, your learnings, your wisdom. Really, really appreciate it. I know this is an episode that is going to go down well with the listeners. So for me, the last thing I'll say is the boring part, which is please like, rate, share, and subscribe to this podcast. The most important part is, one more time, Janet, thank you so much for giving me some of your time today and some of your knowledge. And I'm sure the listeners will love this episode. So thanks very much for that. So that was another great episode in the bag. I'm really enjoying hearing from some brilliant people in this industry. If you enjoyed this podcast, please follow me on Spotify. Please leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or whichever platform you are using. Tell a friend to tell a friend, and hopefully see you for the next episode.